Can you kind of put into clinical or human context what the benefit meant from your point of view, extending progression-free survival? You're still talking about, you know, 5 or 6 months as opposed to a couple years. At this point, I guess it's a little too early to even be looking at survival. But how does that compare to other trials or other strategies, adding a second chemotherapeutic agent to a first one? What do you think it means clinically?
It's been interesting to me to hear people respond to those results, because I think there truly is very little comparison. In fact, there is only one trial that has found a 5 month or more improvement in progression-free survival. And that was the first randomized trial that added trastuzumab to chemotherapy in patients with HER2-positive disease. And I don't remember anybody, when those results were first reported, saying, well, it's only 5 months, so what did you really gain? Ours is actually a slightly greater improvement, but they're the only ones that have come close to that 5 month mark. And it's been interesting to me the difference in reaction, because I don't remember people having that reaction with the trastuzumab trials.
Well, I think also one of the things I heard a lot after ASCO was, quote, we already have so many effective agents in breast cancer, you know, ho-hum, whereas maybe in 1998 or when the trastuzumab was out, we didn't have quite as much, although I'm not sure I bought into the concept that things were so great.
And I can't think of other dramatically active agents that we got between 1998 and 2005. So we certainly do have more active agents than many of the other solid tumors that patients and their physicians are faced with. But there's still a much bigger difference in the benefits that we get with bevacizumab, and I'm particularly struck by the difference in toxicity. So in all of the trials that have looked at adding another chemotherapy drug, they've typically found 2, 2.5, maybe 3 months improvement in progression-free survival, but frequently at the cost of substantial increases in toxicity, whereas we had really very minimal differences in toxicity. I think you also have to keep in mind that that 5 months is an improvement in the median. So there are some patients who got no benefit from any of their therapies, but those are counterbalanced by patients who got a lot more than a 5 month improvement with therapy that had minimal toxicity and was not nearly as disruptive to continuing a very active, otherwise healthy life as if they had continued on chemotherapy.